This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Tomorrow is, according to the United Nations, International Women's Day. It's also, according to organizers of the January Women's Marches, the day after Inauguration Day, a day without a woman. They're asking women to stay home from work to underscore the economic contribution they make. It's unclear at the moment how many people are going to participate, although a few school districts are getting some attention for their planned closures. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more on that.
Officials at Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools in North Carolina learned last week that as many as 400 staff, teachers, bus drivers, and nutritionists, would likely be out March 8th. Spokesman Jeff Nash says that's a 20% absentee rate.
And we knew that we didn't have enough substitutes and people to fill those roles.
So they announced they'd close schools tomorrow, giving parents time to plan. Nash stresses it isn't a political statement.
This was about us being entrusted with the care of 12,000 students who are given to us every day.
Women make up nearly half the U.S. workforce. Organizers of the protest want women to skip work and only patronize women and minority-owned businesses. The National Retail Federation says the potential effects are unclear. Ditto for the National Restaurant Association. Spokeswoman Leslie Shedd says the trade group encourages freedom of speech, but asks that workers at restaurants, many of which are small businesses, come to work tomorrow.
You know, if these small businesses have much-needed employees not show up, you know, that can have a really big detriment on our restaurants.
She says about a third of restaurants are women-owned. Critics say the protest will mostly involve women who can afford to skip a day of work. Joy Cook thinks that's unfair. She's president of a public relations firm that did work for the Women's March in January. She'll stay home tomorrow because she says others can't.
So that is why it's even more important as me as, you know, self-employed, single black female to do that, to make a stand.
She says her seven employees will also stay home. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.